Good afternoon, guys. It's Bree again. Here we're going to today discuss diastasis recti. Now, fellas, this really doesn't apply to you, but it's good to know if you have a wife or a girlfriend or a fiance who is pregnant or just had a baby and is wondering why she can't seem to lose the pooch. I won't say just had a baby, but why she can't lose the pooch in her stomach after she's, you know, done everything she's supposed to do as far as eating right and staying active. Well, what, and it took me, I recently learned about this after I had my son. What diastasis recti is pretty much when you have a baby and your bundle of joy grows so big that your abs split apart. It's not even necessarily the baby. It could be the fluid that you're retaining, you know, the size of the placenta, whatever. But at any rate, your abs pretty much separate. And because they separate and they're not fused together against your rib cage anymore, they pooch out. It looks like a hernia. And then some doctors will tell you it is a hernia, but it looks like a hernia. And when you lay down, you can kind of put your fingers in between your ab muscles. My gynecologist told me she had patients who could fit a whole fist into their in between their muscles. It's not belly fat. It's muscle that has become detached, and it's just loose muscle. I mean, let's face it, once you have a baby, you know, God bless you if you snap back and get your tummy back. But you know, ladies, our bodies go through a lot when we carry kids, when we birth kids, even through breastfeeding. You know, we go through a lot. So usually, and I've gotten comments about this too, when someone who has diastasis recti, honestly, you really have to focus on your core work and, you know, when you exercise. Or you can get a tummy tuck. But I was told by my doctor that you have to be really sure that you don't plan to have any more babies once you get this tummy tuck. And I thought about it. I'll be honest. I priced it. It was $13,000. I said, no, ma'am. There are 13,000 other things I can do than to have a surgery that I have to pay out of pocket for, that I have to take 4 to 6 weeks off of work to heal and get rest, and I can't even exercise like I want to, because just like having a child, you have to give your body time to heal itself. I'm okay. But you know, if that's the option you want to take, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If it makes you feel better about your body and who you are and gives you that boost of confidence, you know, who is the world to take it away from you? But if you see somebody or you're experiencing this and wondering, you know, why can't I get rid of my little pooch, you know, I'm doing the core work, I'm eating right, I'm exercising, you know, it's not that you're not doing anything, it's not that you're not doing enough of anything, it's just loose muscle that it'll either fuse itself back together, it'll shrink significantly. I mean, mine shrunk significantly when I switched to plant-based eating. Or you could just have the surgery. But, fellas, family members, friends, if you see a woman and you know she's had children and you know for a fact that she's not pregnant, even if you don't know she's not pregnant and she has a little pooch, please, 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 if you value your ego or your relationship with this person or just the mere fact that they acknowledge your presence when you come around, do not poke their stomach and ask them when's the baby due. Do not make rude comments and ask them, you know, I thought you were working out, or what's going on with that stomach. No, you don't know what type of medical condition she has. And she, you know, and she just had a baby. For some of you that don't know, it takes a minute for your uterus, the swelling from your uterus, to go down. It does not happen right when the baby pops out. It took you 9 months to get that big. It's going to take you a little long, that's about the same amount of time to get back down, your stomach to go back down. And you're still a long way from what you were before you had your baby. So, you know, lay off. It's rude. It's ignorant. It's inconsiderate. She's already insecure about how she feels, how she looks, if her man or whoever, husband, boyfriend, fiance, still finds her attractive. She's, you know, she already feels like she's being judged the second she's physically judged, the second she's wheeled out of the hospital. And added pressure by those ignorant comments about how she looks does not help the situation. So instead of commenting on her stomach, you know, ask her how she's doing, if she needs anything. She will tell you whether or not, if she is pregnant again, if she's pregnant. She will explain to you her issues with her body on her own time. And if she doesn't, maybe it just wasn't for you to know. Maybe it's just none of your business. Maybe she don't like you like that to tell you everything. But I say that to say this. Keep your comments to yourself. And it might not be diastasis recti. She might have fibroids on her uterus that makes her appear pregnant. And for those of you who don't know, get your pencil and your pad. Fibroids are cancerous, oftentimes cancerous, or little tumors that grow on your uterus. And they're so packed together and they grow big that they make you look pregnant and they push your uterus out. Somebody very close to me had to have a life-threatening surgery to get hers removed. And she still has not gotten all of them out because they've grown blood vessels, and if the doctors remove those, there's a chance she could bleed to death. So she's doing everything she needs to do to stay healthy. But guys, there's some things that women have going on that we honestly can't help, just like you have things going on that you can't help. So be a little kind. You know, compliment her on how great she's doing as just a woman, as a mother, as a wife. She will lose weight or, you know, get tight in her own time and on her own pace. It is not easy to be a mother. Even mothers have a hard time doing the job, you know. But that's what I wanted to talk about. You know, diastasis recti is just a separation of the abs after you have a baby, because my obliques are toned. I love my obliques, but sometimes when I do a side profile, I'm like, man, I look like I got a bad case of gas or like I drank too much water. But you know what? It's okay. I mean, there's nothing I could do about it. It's actually made me more sensitive to women who have health issues that's affect their midsection. You know, I don't ask women if they're pregnant. I let them tell me, you know, if they choose to, or I just wait to see the baby pictures on social media. But you know, just keep that in mind. And ladies, if you are experiencing this, you are not alone. I thought this was just exclusive to me, and it's not. Continue to be healthy and live healthy. Do what you need to do to get yourself together. And hey, if you choose to have a surgery, so be it. All right, you guys have a blessed week. Don't know what my next topic will be, but yeah, I'm sure it will be a talker. All right, you guys have a blessed night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.